we haven't gotten out there yet. We're just kind of gearing up and getting ready to take the vineyard by storm here.
Now let's exactly describe why you're doing this on this specific day that you're heading out into the, like you said, into the vineyards this morning.
Well, we're going out to pick our annual ice wine grape harvest, and this is something we look for, a very ideal set of conditions. The window is pretty tight. We need to have at least -8 degrees Celsius or 17.6 Fahrenheit, and we need to sustain that for about 4 hours. Once we get that, we've frozen enough of the water content of the inside the berry that when we press it out, we reach a sugar level high enough to produce ice wine.
Do you have machines to help you out, or is this going to be hand-picked?
No, we're a hand operation here. There are some places in Ontario that will harvest with machine, but for us, it's all hand. So what we've done is we've gone out, we put nets on the vine soon after the leaves have fallen off in November, and that protects us from birds or animals, and also allows us to, if any fruit happens to get tender on the vine and drops off, it maintains in that little climate around the vine.
How many grapes or how many pounds of grapes are you guys going to get your hands on today?
We should be looking around 4 tons today.
How long does it take to pick 4 tons of ice grapes?
It should take anywhere from 6 to 8 hours, I believe. Get them all off the vine, get them up here, and get them going in the press. And this year we've expanded our horizons here. We've gone into 2 new grapes. Before we've done only Vidal, the Vidal grape. And this year we're going to try a little Cabernet Franc and Cabernet Sauvignon ice wine.
How quickly will then they go to press and produce what you need to start making the wine process?
Well, again, we look at the scenario and what happens from vintage to vintage. This year it looks like we have a lucky window of maybe 2 to 3 days here, which we can then press the product out. Sometimes when it gets a little too cold, like I think now it may be just a touch too cold for the fruit, we'll pick it, we'll bring it up to the pressing house, and we'll have a little bit more time to press it out here.
And how big of an operation do you have going out there this morning? How many souls have volunteered?
You know, some people that are just crazy enough to want to do it here. It looks like we've got close to 15 people that will be making their way out. A few people from the Buffalo area, some people that are involved in the culinary side of things, a few people that are involved in the liquor store side of things, and we've actually got a few people that are coming up. They came up from New York City last night.
Let's talk about that finished product and what you guys been able to produce over the recent years and what you hope to produce this year. How long, I guess, right now, from this moment on, these grapes, from this moment to getting them on the shelf in the store where we can buy this, how long are we looking at?
Yeah, the turnaround of the product is not as long as one might think. The actual fermentation can take anywhere from 3 to 6 weeks. So once we have the juice expelled, we'll perform a various fining and settling. We want pretty clarified juice when we go to fermentation, just to make things a little bit easier for the yeast in this very harsh environment that they have to work in. Typical fermentation, like I said, 3 to 6 weeks, somewhere around that ballpark. And then from there, we settle out, we fine, we filter, and we move the bottle or the product to bottle almost as quick as possible. It's one of those products that very few products that you can bottle very soon after fermentation.
And it gives us a unique flavor of Western New York. I would think you couldn't get this anywhere else.
You got it. There's very few regions in the world that can reproduce this. And the key of this is that we've got a long enough season to ripen the fruit without a cold enough winter to actually kill off the vine. So it's a very, very tight window, and very few places in the world that can accomplish this. Us, Ontario, and the Germany Alsace region, probably one of the only places in the world.
Hmm. Well, the way you put it here, even at 4:30 in the morning, it sounds really exciting, and I can gather that you and your crew are excited to get out there. I don't want to keep you any longer.
Well, the tractors are warming up, and we're ready to get rolling. I welcome you to come out and help us next year.
I hope so. I'd love to do it. Jonathan Oakes, I appreciate your time this morning.
No problem. Thanks for calling.